Carnival announced that with the help of the Port of Dubrovnik, Carnival Breeze, and Carnival Magic, we're able to repatriate around 3,000 crew members. According to the Miami Herald, Carnival Corporation has so far repatriated around 42,000 crew members, with another 38,000 still waiting to head home. Meanwhile, the paper also reports that the CDC is nearly finished reviewing the health and safety plans submitted by the major cruise lines back in April. According to the paper, the agency plans to publish the plan sometime in the next week, along with a scorecard reflecting the levels of infection for each ship currently operating in U.S. waters. And finally, Silver Sea Cruises has announced 86 new itineraries, which will depart between October 2021 and April of 22. All told, the sailings will visit 222 destinations in 67 countries and include 8 visits to places the line has never been to before. The itineraries will be open for booking on June 17th. And it was an up day for cruise line stocks. Carnival Corporation at 17.25, up 2.2%. Norwegian at 18.01, up 3.5%. And Royal Caribbean at 58.10, up 3.7%. You could find more stories in this week's episode of Cruise Radio, a review of Norwegian Star, at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.